Ambassador Ajali, when did you decide to resign? What prompted it specifically?
Well, I'm resigning from serving the regime. I'm serving, but not resigning from serving our people. They need me to be around to get the international community to raise their voice to stop this massacre killing in the eastern part of country of Libya and the western part of Libya. We are one country, we are one people, and if the international community will not stop this massacre, not by silly statement, it has to be action through the United Nations. The flight zone, no-fly zone, it must be implemented, because the African mercenaries, they came all the way in open space, killing our people and our children, and that have to be stopped.
We've just heard a speech from President Obama. I presume you heard that. Yeah. What's your reaction to what he said?
I heard that, but Mr. Obama's priority is to save the American people. I call on them. President Obama, Libyan also human beings, they need to be saved. They have to act quickly. They still want to discuss with their allies, and then this regime is gaining time just to commit more killing and more time for mass killing. This has to be stopped. The international community, they have to act quickly. There is no time until Monday or Thursday. We don't know what's going to happen from now and 2 hours later.
And you specifically think a no-fly zone would make a difference?
Fly zone, and if it doesn't stop the killing, the Libyan, then some other action have to be taken. We don't want the physical country. We are against it, but we want the to be serious and to take an action.
Have you, in your capacity as ambassador, or since you've resigned, spoken to key members of the U.S. administration? Have you spoken to the president?
Well, I think maybe I don't have an answer for you at the time being, but maybe I can answer this question later.
Have you been speaking, though, to members of the U.S. State Department to make your point, to plead with them to intervene?
No, I'm expressing my views now on the air now. They are the Americans, they don't need to be told. The Americans, they know what they have to do.
Colonel Gaddafi issued some chilling threats yesterday to hunt down every one of his opponents door to door. We've spoken to residents of Tripoli who say they now are under siege. What do you think Gaddafi is trying to do? Do you think that he expects to be able to put down these protests and remain in power?
Libya is bigger than everybody. Libya is our future and the future of our children and our grandchildren. Then we have to decide what time we should step down to let the people live and make their future.
How long can the Gaddafi regime continue with these attacks, with support falling away from the military, from government ministers, from diplomats like you, and with the eastern part of the country now in control of the protesters?
This depends how much of the international community, how long it takes the international community to act. If the international community show their teeth, the change will be taking place very, very quickly.
What if the international community doesn't act?
Well, that means a mass massacre for the Libyan people. Okay, thank you very much.